A new TV show called Black Jesus is causing consternation among some Christian groups. It premieres today on Adult Swim, the late-night lineup on the Cartoon Network. The live-action comedy is the latest project from Aaron Magruder, who's best known as the creator of The Boondocks comic strip. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Black Jesus is obviously designed to push buttons. She talked with some theologians about their response.
Yolanda Pierce is a minister and a professor at Princeton Theological Seminary. She sat down recently to watch a preview of Black Jesus. Here's what she was thinking.
I'm bracing myself, right?
Pierce knew the show's set in contemporary South Central Los Angeles.
Jesus!
And it presents a Jesus roaming around a neighborhood filled with liquor stores, mini-marts, and people praying for help.
I need the numbers to the lotto.
The lotto numbers?
That the best you can ask, man? I mean, there's folks out here dying of famine and pestilence, and you want the lotto numbers. Come on, man. You can do better than that.
I did like it.
Pierce says the show's concept raises real theological questions.
If Jesus were to return, what would Jesus look like? What would Jesus do? And would we, those people who consider themselves as Christians, as I do, recognize Jesus if the historical Jesus is not the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus of our usual stained glass depictions?
What is it with that guy?
You want a beer? Oh, I love y'all so much.
Baby, that's Jesus.
How could this show not be provocative? With a Jesus who drinks 40-ouncers, curses, and smokes weed. Yolanda Pierce says maybe it reflects the reality of people who could use some ministering to.
Especially people at the margins who may be using weed or who may be drinking as a way to soften the brutality of their everyday existence.
Pierce says Jesus would preach to the people Scripture calls the least of these. In Black Jesus, they're bums, ex-convicts, even nerds.
Who made Google, Trey?
Sergey Brin and Larry Page.
But who made them, Trey?
He messing with you, man.
No, the parents made them.
God made them, Trey. Right. I mean, you feel me?
Yeah.
The theological questions are well and good, but the broad humor of Black Jesus does not entirely convince Juan Floyd Thomas. He teaches African American religion at Vanderbilt University's Divinity School.
It's kind of disconcerting. It's kind of jarring seeing this Black Jesus with a long perm, you know, and dusty tan robes walking through South Central LA.
Floyd Thomas appreciates how the show's first few episodes examine how Jesus might deal with police brutality, surveillance, and contemporary racial strife. But he says he's not yet seeing a program quite as good as Aaron Magruder's earlier comic strip and show, The Boondocks, that he says grappled with deep social questions.
Specifically to African Americans to talk about, okay, what are we doing? What is at stake here in terms of collective responsibility or communal self-regard and self-respect?
Both scholars emphasize that Black Jesus is not a new concept. It's an idea that's been associated with Black nationalism and explored on TV shows such as the sitcom Good Times back in the 1970s.
Jesus was Black, the Bible would have said so.
But it does say so.
What are you talking about?
It's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. I read about it in Muhammad Speaks. His hair is like wool, and his eyes are like flame of fire.
The idea has been explored more recently by musicians, including Tupac, Kanye West, and The Game.
Yeah, young Black Jesus. You know why? 'Cause I'm the young Black Jesus. Yeah.
We create Jesus in our own image.
Professor and minister Yolanda Pierce says Jesus can withstand, even absorb, pop culture interpretations. Jesus has been a hippie in the 1960s, a culture warrior on South Park and in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. So, she says, it's not a stretch for Jesus on Adult Swim to turn cheap beer into fine cognac.
Is this the only way I can get y'all attention, man? Come through with a little yinnack.
Just like in the Bible, Jesus gets annoyed with his disciples.
I come through spitting the gospel all the time, man, but y'all ain't trying to hear you, boy, though. No, y'all ain't trying to hear me. So you know what? I don't even think I want to let y'all hit this fine yak because your minds ain't ready and your heart's not open.
You have this appeal to this notion of our better selves, right? How can we possibly be our better selves?
Scholar Juan Floyd Thomas says it never hurts for the question to be raised on screens and bedrooms and living rooms outside of church. What would Jesus do? Netta Ulaby, NPR News.